Drysdale vignette entitled Food Gardening Number 6 in 3, 2, 1. All over Canada, indeed throughout North America, and in many other countries, the call is for more food gardening. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale. More in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Having spoken about tomato plants, let me turn to other veggies this week. There are a few vegetables that you should already have growing in your garden. For example, peas, spinach, lettuce, and radishes may safely be started as early in April as the soil is available. In the cases of peas and spinach, it really is a bit too late now, but for lettuce and radishes, you may still start these directly into your garden. But if it turns out to be a warm or hot spring, your crop may not be as good as it would have been if you had started them earlier. In the case of lettuce, it tends to bolt, that is, go to seed, if it isn't well on its way before the hot summer begins. Spinach, except New Zealand spinach, which by the way really isn't a spinach at all, has much the same problem. For many of the warm season veggies, such as tomatoes, peppers, beans, and okra, it's a bit too early yet to plant them. Likely best to wait until the evening and night temperatures stay above 10 Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit. When either planting seed right into the ground or placing young transplants, plan to put them in rows at least 45 centimeters, 18 inches apart, and consider placing a special biodegradable mulch sheet down between the rows to lessen the amount of hand weeding that you'll have to do later. And if you're planting either onions from tiny bulbs or seed or carrots from seed, consider covering the entire rows of the seeds or transplants with either cheesecloth or rime cloth, holding the latter down with soil all along the edges. This will generally prevent attack from the onion maggots and carrot sawfly, and there is no other control. I'm Art Drysdale.